105 Drive with Julian Clover. Cambridge 105.
Tomorrow is Random Acts of Kindness Day. The 13th of November, we'll see Mind in Cambridgeshire working across southern Cambridgeshire to promote and encourage the community to get involved in carrying out random acts of kindness. A little earlier on, I spoke to Dominika Karpowicz, Mental Health Campaigns Officer for Mind, and asked her to tell me a little bit more about what's planned.
So this is our first ever Random Acts of Kindness Day that we're holding, and it's on it's because it's World Kindness Day tomorrow and Friday the 13th of November, and we're going to be working across southern Cambridgeshire promoting and encouraging the community to get involved in carrying out random acts of kindness. So our plans for the day include having a stand in the main concourse of Addenbrookes Hospital. Mm-hmm. So we'll be there from 10 till 30 a.m. till 2 p.m. And just speaking to the general public, kind of asking what random acts of kindness they have done or can do. And kind of, and then as well as that, we'll be going out around the hospital campus and the local neighbourhoods doing random drops of positive notes and flowers and small cards with inspiring kindness ideas printed on them. So it's all really just to promote and encourage people to get involved and do a random act of kindness.
So if I was to find one of these cards tomorrow, what would be written on it?
The examples of ideas for random acts of kindness are perhaps giving up your seat to someone, making someone new feel welcome, giving someone a hug, picking up litter as you walk along the street.
I don't know if I'd enjoy if a complete stranger came up to me and gave me a hug, actually. Well, it depends on the stranger, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, I guess you'd have to judge the situation. It's doing something out of the ordinary that you wouldn't do normally, and it would have to be random, obviously. So you couldn't know the person.
How things like this, how can they help people with mental health issues? You know, I jokingly said that I'd be a bit worried if a stranger came up to give me a hug. I can imagine somebody who maybe has mental health issues would be, you know, perhaps a little bit nervous about meeting any stranger, really.
Mental health issues are more common than people think. One in four of us has some kind of mental health issue. And so doing nice things to help others isn't just good for the recipients, but it also helps people's own mental health. Kindness is contagious. So if you... the smallest act of kindness can considerably brighten someone's day. And then if you perform an act of kindness, that person will be more encouraged to perform an act of kindness than someone else. So that's what we're hoping.
I think I seem to remember a survey a few years back, and it was to do with motorists. And the idea was that if you perhaps let somebody through, you know, let them pull out of a turning, then that person was more likely than not to let somebody else pull out of a turning a little further down the road. So I can see where this is coming from.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I've done that myself, and it is amazing how you see just the smiles on people's faces, and it really it has really made their day. It is really about the small things. And if you do these on a regular basis, it can actually improve your mental health in the long term. Yeah, obviously we're encouraging it tomorrow on World Kindness Day, but if you can do this past that, then you'll see the long-term benefit.
Yeah, you don't just want to have that on a single day. You want to be people to be good to each other the whole year round. And I gather you're looking for people to tell you about the kind of acts that they're doing themselves.
Yeah, so we really want to encourage people to get involved and tell us about their random act of kindness that they've done on this day. So either you can get involved in social media using the hashtag World Kindness Day, or you can ring into 105 and tell us that way. But we'd really like to hear what you've been doing.
Could be interesting. Dominika Karpowicz, who was talking to me about Random Acts of Kindness Day, and that takes place tomorrow.